You're listening to On the Air with Dr. Pat Allen, Empowered Communication, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Good evening, and thank you for joining us tonight on LA Talk Radio, Empowered Communication Radio Show. My name is Sue Wagner, Dr. Pat's daughter, and the director of the Dr. Pat Allen Want Institute. We are so fortunate tonight to have myself and Kelly Ward available tonight to answer your relationship questions. The call-in number for the show will be 323-203-0815. When you call the number, Sam at the switchboard sees your number and will call you back to be connected to the show. Please make sure you pick up the call back and enter this number in your phone contact list to avoid going to spam. Before we take your questions, I want to tell you about our sponsor, the Want Institute. The Want Institute currently provides facilitators that will educate you with techniques for how to begin, build, and maintain lasting, loving relationships. The facilitators will introduce you to basic communication skills using the techniques of Want training as developed by Dr. Pat Allen. The Want Institute currently has facilitator coaches that have private sessions. We offer life script sessions, and I offer a monthly drop-in ladies group. If you want information on any of the services, you can reach me at the office at 949-723-0338, or you can email me at info@drpatallen.com, and you can check out Dr. Pat Allen's website. We have free videos of Dr. Allen's teachings at www.drpatallen.com. So tonight we have Kelly Ward on the show. Kelly, do you want to say hello to everybody?
Hello, everyone. Glad to be here with you tonight.
Kelly's been with Dr. Pat for, gosh, I think it's been 2012.
Yes.
Yeah, little bit longer. So Kelly is certified as a Want training coach along with myself. So if you want services, I currently have drop-in ladies groups and privates. And Kelly, she helps Dr. Allen's ladies groups, and she also offers private sessions. And we have another coach, Patricia Eltage. She does life scripts and couples sessions. And then we also have a gentleman that is a coach, Andy Shaw. He's on the show once or twice a month, and he's going to be offering some men's groups. So with that, if you want any questions, you can reach me at the office, 949-723-0338. And the call-in number for you to call in, and me and Kelly will do our best to answer your questions, is 323-203-0815. So Kelly, tell us what Dr. Allen's got going on, and anything that you want the audience to know about, to share with the audience.
Well, I will tell you, it has been a wild ride. 2024 is shaping up to be matrimony year, and Dr. Allen has gotten a lot of ladies to I do. We've got some new babies and new engagements. It's been really, really fun year so far. And we have got a couple of ladies who are actually married and they are wanting to stay married. So they're using the communication tools, Dr. Allen's tools, to stay married and love it. So it's been very exciting to see the growth and the progress of our ladies. Getting into their feminine energy and leaving behind the masculine energy. So we're having a ball. We're having a great time.
That's great. And you currently do private sessions. Do you have any ladies in your private sessions that you want to share to the audience, special tools you use, or give them advice about Dr. Allen's teachings? What is the one thing that most ladies contact you about?
Duty dating. Duty date.
That seems to be a hard one. They seem to want to go out with one guy and try and get that one guy to be they're one and only, and that just doesn't work. There's a reason for duty dating. It's to help you ladies understand how to date, how to learn to communicate, and how to know how to pick a man. Because if you don't have a series of men, you settle, and then you end up picking them apart. So when you duty date, you get the experience of finding the man, finding the things you want in a man and the things you don't want in a man. So when that man comes, you're ready. Would you say that's correct?
I would say that's 100% correct. And a lot of times what I see is I get these ladies and they start going out with a guy. They stop dating all the other guys. Now they don't have a choice. They just have the one. It's the instant monogamy, picking out China patterns before the third date. And it's the craziest thing you've ever seen. So, you know, Dr. Allen says one is too few, two is 50-50, and three tie goes to the runner. So we work on that. A lot of them are telling
that's me. That's a good saying. So it is very important. Yeah.
They don't know how to do it. And a lot of them are really resistant to it. They're like, well, that makes me like a slut. And I'm like, no. You're not supposed to be doing anything sexual with these people. You're supposed to be going on a picnic, going on a date, going to a movie, getting an ice cream cone, getting coffee. You know, you're not supposed to be running home and hopping in bed with them. So a lot of my ladies are like, can you give us a duty dating class? And I said, well, you know, we can do that. So I was going to say that we may be planning a pop-up duty dating class. And then, of course, as you know, I'm a licensed private investigator. So a lot of my ladies are like, you know, do I background investigate a guy I'm dating? I wouldn't say on the first date. You know, you could do a micro background check for somebody that you're starting to become interested in. But, you know, go on those three dates. If there's no chemistry and you're going to gently say to him, you know, I don't have the right chemistry. I really enjoyed going out with you, but that chemistry thing's on there. We could be friends. I don't want to use you. So, but yeah, they're asking me, do you think we should, you know, background check guys for dating? And I think if you're dating seriously, that's not really a bad idea.
So they're a lot of ladies are, I mean, if you find out, you know, obviously never have them come to your house. Yeah, obviously never have them come to your house on the first date, meet in a public place and get to know them. And then if you become serious or after three or four dates, I would consider checking to see their background to see if they've got some skeletons, you know, as far as
there's different levels. You know, you can check to see if they're really married. And things like that. And that's what a lot of one of my ladies last week came to me and said she had been dating this man that she was very interested in. She thought they were having a great relationship. You know, they were seeing each other twice a week. It's been 3 months. And we got a caller. We'll go back to that.
Oh, we have a caller. Caller, you're on the air with myself, Sue, and Kelly. Do you have a question for us?
Yes. Hi, ladies.
Hello.
I've been listening to you all for at least a year now, on and off, and I absolutely love what you guys are doing. I do have a question. There is a gentleman that I have been dating on and off who has made it very clear he does not want a relationship. Yet and still, we do all the things that are relationship-like. Unfortunately, we have a financial tie going on, so it's kind of hard to follow I use that as an excuse to not follow Dr. Allen's rule, which is to not smell, touch, or see a man for 3 months. He did recently ask me to move in with him. He did say we will still not be in a relationship, that it is solely so that it could help him out financially and also help me in terms of splitting the rent. And I don't know what to do.
Well, let me ask you something. Do you care for him more than a friendship? Because if you move in, are you stuck that you can't date others?
Well, according to him, I can date others. He said he will not. According to him, we will not be intimate, but he says if it does happen from time to time, we should just go with the flow, but it is to be made very clear that we are not in a relationship.
Okay.
And that he does not want a child.
I like that he says that. It's up to you now. He's told you what he wants and not want. Now, if you want to go along with his program, that's fine. But he told you, so nothing you can do can change his mind. You can't go in and then be mad that you want more, better, or different. So this is something you have to decide. Kelly, what would you tell her?
You're right on the money, Sue. So if you have romantic inclinations toward him and you move in with him, the first time he's going to see somebody else, and he's probably going to, he's pretty much indicated that, you know, you're going to feel hurt. You have to understand whether or not you're willing to open yourself up to pain. And you have to ask yourself, are you a pain addict? Do you want that? Because that can be a very painful situation if you feel romantic toward him. Do you?
Yes.
Okay. I do. And I do feel like there's a lot of manipulation. He is 15 years older than me. And I do feel that he always does what needs to be done to behoove him and benefit him. And a part of me feels like it'll be putting me in a position of where I'm going to be stuck. Because if at the end of the day, he doesn't want to be in a relationship, I don't see that changing. And I also don't want to be in a relationship with him by force or because of circumstances. I want him to be in a relationship with me because he really wants to be in a relationship.
Yeah, because it sounds
if he tells you all of this up front,
yeah,
then he knows that he's told you. So anything that happens, if you do move in, you're a big girl and he doesn't have to be responsible because he did warn you.
Okay, so now I have another question. How can I follow Dr. Pat Allen's rule of not seeing him, touching him, smelling him for 3 months and still keep this the line of communication open? Because, again, we are in a we do have some financial ties together.
Well, dear,
you don't have to see him in person and you don't have to smell him. That's what Pat's talking about. However, Pat will tell you to answer every communication, text message, telephone calls, etc. She just tells you not to see him and not to smell him.
Oh, you see, and I thought it was no form of communication. And so, okay.
Well, nope, if you've got financial responsibilities, you're connected, you're going to have to talk to him somewhere. But I don't want you reaching out unless you absolutely have to, and it's for some, you need some information, and preferably text him. Don't call.
Okay. Okay. Also, the apartment he wants to move in, it's a studio apartment. It's extremely small. It's all of the apartment. His whole personality's in there. There'll be nothing there really that showcases my personality or makes me feel
you want to be in one room with a man that doesn't, you will hate life.
Okay.
You will hate life. And then you're stuck on a leash. And you have to pay
privacy. Even if you do start dating somebody, you won't have any privacy to bring somebody home with you or anything.
And there's no way that I would ever date anyone because, one, there's no one who is actually serious and intentional about being in a monogamous relationship that'll lead to marriage that would even entertain me, knowing that I live with someone who's not another male that's not a relative. You know, and also I just don't find it healthy. If I wouldn't even feel comfortable dating someone else knowing that I have feelings for this guy. And I definitely wouldn't like it if he's dating someone else either.
Yes.
I just thought
But I highly recommend you start dating. I highly recommend you start duty dating. This man's not dating you. This man's not courting you. You need to find somebody who will date you, who will court you, who will cherish you. And you know, we are big advocates of duty dating. Date three men three times. See if there's any chemistry. How can you even find somebody? You're hung up on this guy who
you had some great questions there. Did we help you?
Yeah.
You did help me, and I'll keep you all updated. And I think I ultimately I knew what the answer was, which is that this is not healthy and it's not healthy for me, but I did want to hear it from the experts.
Well, we're not saying it's a wrong thing to do, but you're putting it together and it's not going to work best for you. A studio apartment with a man you're attracted to that tells you he doesn't want a relationship, just financial. Right. You want more, better, or different from him. And then it'll end up getting, you know, you'll be in a small confinement and you'll be fighting. And then, you know, he may come out on the better end because you'll leave and you're responsible for half the rent still.
Right.
He kind of sounds like a narcissist.
He kind of does.
I do believe there is tabs. I do believe there is little sprinkles of narcissism. I did. I was engaged to a narcissist, which a psychologist did actually say to me, he is a narcissist. This guy, there's some resemblance, but he, unlike the other person, there were times where he would put me down. The other individual would, you know, there'll be extreme highs and extreme lows and, you know, in terms of lifting me up and then putting me down. So, yeah.
Isn't verbally putting you down, but what he is saying is move into a studio space with me that totally reflects who I am, and you just be the zero while I be the 10.
Right.
Yes.
Right.
That's what
I have
here
thought
to
about
do. He's doormat training, as Dr. Allen puts it. Yeah.
I agree. I do agree with that. Well, thank you very much, ladies.
Good luck.
Good
there
luck.
Are guys out there. Get on dating sites. There are men that want women.
And also,
yeah, have to duty date there, as we talked.
Go where the men are. Go out in the world where the men are. Then you know right away. You smell them and you go, yeah, there's something here. There's a little bell ringing. Or you meet somebody and, you know, maybe at a coffee shop or the supermarket or Trader Joe's, and he may approach you, but there may not be that little thing. Go out with him anyway. Three men, three times. You never know what'll develop, especially if you're picking with your ears.
I will do that. Yeah. Okay. Thank you very much.
Good luck, love.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. That's a great call-in question. I'm like,
that really
I guess
was.
A man can ask for what he wants. If you know what? There's some people you design your own relationship. Maybe she's for it. You know, maybe if she wasn't attracted to him, it might have been a good situation if they were good friends. But still, a studio is awful small for two people to live.
Well, I think that's true. I think that a studio is often small for somebody you're not going to be intimate with and you're not going to have an actual relationship with. If you're starting out and you guys have to live in a studio and you're a couple, that's one thing. But if you are just not just great friends, even a great friend, the studio seems small because especially if it's a male-female situation, how do you get any privacy in that situation? Yeah.
I don't think you do. And, you know, you've got, I mean, kitchen time, that's hard. Studios are kind of, unless both people had different work hours and then it was just a place to crash and sleep, then it wouldn't be too much. But it sounds like I don't know if they're both retired or did she say they were retired on low income?
I don't think she said, but I would say that, you know, they call that hot bedding, like stewardesses and, you know, flight attendants, they have that like that. But, you know, that's a totally different situation. You're in Milwaukee one week, you're in New York, you're in San Francisco, whatever. So you're not really but it's not like a relationship situation. And she has romantic feelings for him. He doesn't have any for her. And then he says, like, if it does happen, if we do end up having sex, well, it doesn't mean anything. So right off the bat, that's screaming narcissist to me. I mean, it's fine.
That's true, but great call-in. So who else wants to call?
Yeah, and it's interesting because it's just what I was talking about. My ladies are like, you know, dating three people at once seems like slutty. And I'm like, why? Why does that seem slutty? You know, that's how it was done in the old days. So that's how I did it when I was a young woman in the first in the dating scene, 16, 17, 18, 19, you know, into my early 20s. Yeah. You know, unless I had an actual boyfriend that was like a boyfriend, I was like, you know, cruising Van Nuys Boulevard. I was at the drive-in movies with, you know, carloads of my friends. And, you know, maybe I would go on a date with a guy or whatever to the movies or, you know, to the ice cream parlor or whatever. But it wasn't anything serious until it became a relationship. So whichever guy won was the guy who, you know, got to be called boyfriend. And you can't call somebody boyfriend when you've had one date with them. First of all, you don't even know the person, you know?
Yes. I mean, that's ladies pick the men when we want. So many of my ladies, they try to sell themselves for the men to pick them when it's opposite. The men should be trying to sell themselves to us, and we pick who we want to be with because we give up our independence when we get in relationships. Men take on responsibilities. So, yeah.
You know, it's interesting. In the natural what? World, that's how it is. The male peacock has all those beautiful feathers, and the female peacock, she's ugly. She's ugly. She's just ugly. Yes. I'm sorry. The male bluebird is spectacular looking. The rooster, look how fancy the rooster is compared to plain old chicken. So that's one of the things that women don't understand. They don't understand the natural world, but men are natural creatures. They should be preening and you know, going along like Mick Jagger strutting and strolling and, you know, like all these hot guys.
Look at me. I'm the best man. Men want to present themselves as the best. Yes, the best men.
And what's happening now,
that's
women
why they show off.
That's Do you think what, women are competing?
Women pick them if we want to give up our independence. So
right. Do you think women are competing with men in that arena? And that's what
they are. The man shows what I get a lot of my women in my groups. They're mad because the man doesn't ask them anything about their careers or what they do. But you know what? I tell my ladies, we're not here to compete. You have to have two energies. We both have masculine and feminine, but one has to be the dominant masculine and one has to be the dominant feminine energy to connect in vibration to build. If you have two masculine energies showing and competing on what they have and what they can do, they migrate, they eliminate, they do not connect, and they can just be friends or they can be partners that build and fight. So it's important to pick your suit. Either you want to be masculine or feminine at the beginning, because you can't change once you get the guy. He'll be lost. If he's a masculine man and you go in feminine and then all of a sudden you switch and you want to be masculine, he will not like that. He will be stuck and he will fight you. Do you have any ladies like that that do we call it the bait and switch?
Yes, I do. Not only do I have ladies that bait and switch, I have ladies that actually believe because they have a vagina that they're the feminine energy. And that is not
true.
The case.
It's an energy. It's an energy. What is Dr. Al? Do you know? What does the masculine carry? Compete, control, conquer. He's the force. He's the pushing force. I want you. I want this. I want us. Feminine is the receiving. She knows what she doesn't want, and she's the sexual sensual. She is the vice president to him being the president. She gets to veto if he does anything illegal, immoral, or unethical. But she basically follows her leader, president, because she's the vice president. She doesn't get to trump him when she thinks she wants to, because that's her taking over and wanting to be masculine and disrespecting him. So it's not you looking feminine. That is completely opposite. So many women think, well, I dress feminine. It's how you talk. It's how you look, and it's how you present yourself to a man. Is that correct?
Oh, that is 100% correct. And it's like, when I first get my ladies in the groups, I ask them that question, what is your energy? Are you masculine or feminine? And 9 out of 10 of the ladies will turn around and go, I have a vagina and breasts. I'm feminine. And I go, that doesn't mean anything.
That means nothing.
And they're like, yeah. Well, what do you mean? And I go, you have to pick your energy and let's see if you know what you are. Let's see how well you know yourself. And they don't. Yeah. They will say every time, no, I'm feminine. No, you're not. And I'll say, what do you want? I want to be cherished, but he doesn't do this right, and he doesn't do that right, and I want him to do this.
That's your masculine. That's a telltale sign. They want him to do it more, better, or different. They have a sign.
Yes.
Yep.
And you know, it doesn't work that way.
You're coming out wanting it better. Right. Yeah.
If you're the feminine energy, you've got to watch your gang mouth. You've got to keep it shut. Got to keep that yang mouth shut.
Yes, that's a hard one for ladies because they think, well, when do, and another one is just because Dr. Allen says men cherish women, he cherishes you his way, not the way you want. So I get a lot of ladies coming in, well, he's not cherishing me this. Then you have every right to terminate it, but we don't go tell him how he's supposed to date you or cherish you. If he's not cherishing if you enough, which Dr. Allen says, accept the way he is, reject the way he is, or tolerate it. But we don't go in and try and tell them how to do it more, better, or different. So that a lot of women can't understand.
Well, and
this model is this way.
That's mama.
That is, you might be able to tell them, you know, ouch, this. Yeah. Yes, yes. You might be able to tell him, you know, if he calls you this name, ouch, that hurts. Can you use this name? But to start to change a behavior in a man, I don't teach that. Behavior is something he's been with. He can change, but only he can change if he wants to. Not us telling him he better change because he's supposed to cherish you.
100%. That is one of the essential things. And my question to my ladies is, why did you pick him if you want to make all these changes? Like, here's the thing. If you go in and you order a double cheeseburger with bacon and then you tell him to leave off the cheese and the bacon, why didn't you just order a hamburger? Why are you picking something like that when now all of a sudden you want to change it? And that's what I say, you know, change is not something from without. Change is something that comes from within. And if a man wants to change, he will change. And if he doesn't want to change, which is most of the time, he's never going to.
That's the way they are. The model you see is generally the model you get.
Yeah, you don't go in to buy a Tesla and drive out with a Dodge Ram truck. It's like you... If you want a truck, you pick a truck. If you want a Tesla, you pick a Tesla. You know, a car is not a motorcycle. Men are like that.
That's why the models. Yeah. That's why it's important to do the duty dating. Because if you pick 3 men, you're not over-focused on trying to change number one. If you settle with just dating one guy, you're too focused on trying to change him. If you're dating 2, you'll get confused. Either or. 3... It's like, okay, I like this, I like that, I don't like this. You get variety to pick what you like and what you don't like in a man. So that when that man, the right man comes along, you know what you want and you know what you don't want. And you've learned tools that can help you communicate your wants and not wants. And you're comfortable being in your feminine, attracting a masculine. And I teach these in my drop-in ladies groups. I walk them through online dating. And sometimes we have a fight because these ladies are mad at these men. And that's a little bit more about man-hating. You know, they get the men and they have underlining man-hating issues. And any man that comes that looks at them wrong, he gets blasted. And, you know, I get ladies, well, I don't like him. And they haven't even done anything but talk to him for 2 minutes. I don't like him. They're not giving him a chance. You've got to give everybody a chance. That way you're learning lessons.
Now, I get a lot of ladies that come back to me and say, wow, I didn't like him on the first date. You know what? I got to tell you, honestly, first dates are rugged. And if they're not rugged, there's something wrong with you. Because here's the thing. You're meeting somebody new. You don't know. Sometimes we put our foot in our mouth. We don't mean to, but we're nervous. I don't think you can judge anything off of a first date.
No. You know what? Go in. We teach. Go in. Have a good time without expectations. Because when you expect too much from the date, you bomb it. Your body has a self-sabotaging mechanism that will rear its ugly head and you won't even realize it. You'll put foot in mouth, or you won't say anything, or you'll just, you will go into overdrive of self-sabotage because that's what you think you deserve.
100%. And then I get a lot of ladies who are like, well, he didn't ask me any questions. Okay, well, I didn't realize it was a job interview. I thought it was a date. And are you sure he didn't ask you any questions and you just glossed over them? You know, sometimes the questions are subtle.
Yeah, I tell my ladies, if it's an awkward silence, tell him interesting things about you that you like to do. So he gets to know you, not about where you work, where you live. Tell them what you like to do. You know, what fun thing you did with your girlfriend or what trip you went on. Tell him a little bit about what you like about yourself and you share it with him. And then he gets to know a little bit about you. But we're not talking about jobs on dates. We don't want to talk about jobs because that's competing. And we don't want to talk about money or finances. Women want to talk about their feelings and what makes them happy.
Well, I think an interesting conversation when you hit a lull is to say, oh, you know what? Do you like travel? And then say, I've been to Ireland. Well, so you say, you know, I've recently been to Ireland. Have you ever been? Strike up a conversation.
Yes.
They sit there and they go, he didn't ask me any questions. Well, okay. Did you ask him any questions like, does he like to travel? What's his favorite food?
Yes. Yeah. You
know? Not questions
things like that. We don't have to know.
Not money oriented questions, work oriented questions. I really try to steer them away from that.
Yes.
You know,
I do too.
What do you want him to do? Hand you his financial papers on the first date? That's uncomfortable.
Yes. And then when you want to. When you talk about money, then men think that you're a gold digger, you know, so they're a little leery. And sometimes men are mad because the guy only wants to meet him for coffee. Sometimes men only want to meet for coffee to see if you're expecting a big date and you're going to bitch and moan about it. I tell my ladies, I prefer just coffee dates because that way, if it's uncomfortable, you're not stuck in a dinner and then there's not that comfortability where you've got to spend hours with him. You know, go in, see if there's chemistry, let him know that you're interested in the second date. You felt that he's a great guy and there's a chemistry, and then see where it goes on the second date. Just meet the first date, a quick meeting. Is that what ladies?
I agree. Oh my goodness, yes. Why are you expecting this big, massive date? Like, have an ice cream cone. Take a walk. It doesn't have to be so over the top. And like you said, I don't want to be sitting on a date with somebody that I don't have any, you know, that I'm uncomfortable. This big, long 3-hour dinner, it's not comfortable. Like, let's have a coffee. Let's have an ice cream. You know, let's take a little walk. Let's take a stroll down the boardwalk. Or then if it feels good, and he wants to keep going and you want to keep going, then you go, oh, that was a great coffee, or, you know, blah, blah, blah. And then maybe you do something else. Even then you can extend the date if it's really going well, but it's really hard to truncate it and make it shorter when it's a dinner, you know? And the other thing too, is they want to go to the movies on the first date. And I tell my ladies, Why would you want to go to the movies on a first date?
You don't know. You can't talk. You can't get to know. You're saying, two bodies sitting there.
And a half hours in a dark place where everybody around you is like, why are you talking?
Yeah.
That's a bad first date.
Yeah. So I have my drop-in ladies groups. It's a $10 donation in Kelly's private sessions. And what else? You might be starting a duty dating group. You had mentioned
like a duty dating pop-up. So, you know, every once in a while I'll pop up with a duty dating, boot camp or workshop. So we can go over the how, when, why, what, where. The other question my ladies are always asking me is, how do you find men? A lot of my ladies are frustrated with online dating and that whole thing. And so I have suggested recently speed dating, you know, where you do that speed dating thing and then you're just like sitting there at a table with somebody for a few minutes, you have a chit chat. If there's nothing, you move, you know, you get rotated to the next table. So that's kind of interesting.
I've never seen any of those around though. Yeah.
You got to find them online. They'll tell you where they're doing it. And then, you know, there's other things you can do to meet people. I tell my ladies, you got to go where men are, you know, and I also tell my ladies, don't pick the same kind of men. Like, don't pick three attorneys. Don't pick three doctors. Pick three different men. Very different. Just to see. It's just a duty date, you know?
Yes.
Maybe a contractor, maybe a professor, maybe an auto mechanic. I mean, try some different men on for size. Try different men. You know, there's all kinds of men. They have great personalities. And maybe they have blue-collar jobs, which nowadays they're very necessary. And it doesn't make them any less. But a lot of my ladies are like, I don't want to date an auto mechanic. Well, I bet when your car breaks down, you do.
Yeah.
So one of my best ones.
That's true.
I had an attorney client, and she kept dating attorneys, and that was really competitive with them, you know. And that's how it is with attorneys. Male attorneys are always competing. So she ended up with a contractor. And they're blissfully happy. And they are now on baby two. And they don't compete. He is super masculine energy. And she had to do the exercise where when she was getting off work, she had to take off of her law clothes, I would call them, her suit coat, and put her briefcase and lock it in the trunk of her car and drive home playing sensual music and this and that to get out of that masculine energy before she entered into her very masculine husband house. So that turned out to be a really good thing. And she learned how to take it off and leave work at the office. Leave it at the office.
Yeah, that's great. Yeah. So much.
And I asked her, does he bring home like his problems from work? Like, does he bring home like blueprints and layouts? And is he bitching about the clients? Well, no, he never does that. I said, right. He leaves work at work. He knows where work belongs. He doesn't want to do that at home. He wants to come home to a happy, blissful home. And if you're strung like a wire because you've had a crap client, well, guess what? He had a crap client too. It just a different kind of crap client. So if you leave it at the office, you leave it at the work site, then you don't have that problem. And that can become a serious issue in a relationship.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. Yes.
Yeah. Do you have experience like that with some of your ladies that are they just can't take off that masculine energy on the way home?
They're so into their masculine that, and a lot of them, and I don't mean man hating, but they just have to pick apart a man. You just have to watch. I say, just watch. Don't pick him apart. Dr. Allen calls it blemished. I can't possibly go out with him. He wears white socks. If he's 51% valuable, he's a keeper. There are no perfect people, and I guarantee you're not. And as Dr. Allen says, if you want to keep picking men apart and trying to outdo them, you're spinster training. And she says, good luck being a spinster, which is true. Nowadays, I think it's a harder time. Before, we'd meet people in public places. Now it's all online and everybody's next, next, next. A lot of people don't want relationships because there's always somebody else. Why commit when there's another person next week, this one this week, and you've got so much variety? A lot of men don't want to commit. So it's a hard game out there now. Do you find that the dating now is different than it was 10, 15, 20 years ago?
Oh, God, yes. Oh, my gosh, yes. And, I would like to say it's a generational thing, but I don't think it is. I think it's a technology thing. I think we've become like this instant gratification, instant reward. Relationships take time and they take work, and nobody's willing to work for anything. Nobody repairs anything anymore. My grandparents had the same toaster when my grandmother died that they had bought, with S&H green stamps or blue chip stamps, in the 60s. And when my grandmother passed, they still had that toaster. You know why? Because my grandfather would fix it every time it broke. Oh, well, now they just throw it away. Oh, we'll just throw it away. And that's how people are with relationships. You get into a relationship with a person and this doesn't go right and that doesn't go right. Instead of really communicating, talking about it, seeking counseling if that's necessary, people just go, I'll just get a divorce. And I'm like, but,
yeah, yes,
you have years with this person. You have kids with this person. I mean, I get it when it's abusive and this and that and the other. But when I was working in law, with my partner, we would always send our couples that wanted to divorce before we would take the case. We would always send them to counseling and say, you've got kids, you've got this, you've got property, you've been together 14 years, 16 years, 22 years. Don't you think you should try to work it out? We want you to seek, counseling. And then if it doesn't work after this many sessions, then we'll discuss getting you divorced. And, California specifically as a 6-month cool down period, we went with that. We would say we'll file legal separation for you. However, there's a 6-month cool down period on that and you need to seek counseling. But people don't, right? I mean, it's the technology thing. It's the instant gratification. It takes work to be in a relationship, and it's not easy work. It's hard work.
It takes work, but we're here to help guide you in any way we can. Hopefully we can get some call-ins. The call-in number is 323-203-0815. We also have Patricia Eltid. She's one of the guests on the show regularly. She does life scripts and also couples counseling. And we have Andy Shaw. He used to help Pat set up her LA and Orange County seminars. He's jumped on board. He's got a lot of information and he's helping, wanting to start up a men's group.
It's really exciting because, it's one thing for couples counseling if the counselor is a woman, but it's really different for men. To be having the male perspective, especially a man.
Especially for men. I get a lot of the women call in and they love Andy because they get a man's perspective and he's very logical and he tells it to the point, just like a masculine man would. And he doesn't sugarcoat it. So very direct. And they can't change the question around and get a different answer. It's still the same answer.
Yeah, 100%. Yes, Andy is definitely not.
Yeah.
Andy is not Willy Wonka. He's not sugarcoating anything.
No, he's very, he's monotoned. He's even, but he's very logical, but he's got tons of information on Dr. Allen from a man's point of view. He picks up bits and pieces that we as the women coaches don't pick up as easy as he does.
Well, and the other thing, too, is that, you know, Andy, he is a man. So it's easier for a man to identify. But Andy also has all of Pat's tools in his wheelhouse. He's very adept at that. So for a man who don't know the tools, boom.
Yes. Yes. That's one thing. Andy has been a student of Dr. Allen's for quite a few years, and he took it seriously. So he is very well reversed, very versed on Dr. Allen's material.
He is. He most certainly is. And I think it's great. I hope that we really can get some men group going. I know we had a lot of callers that were male that were looking for men's groups, and hopefully they'll reach back out. And now that we've got Andy, and get into one of the groups with him, that would be great.
So we have numerous coaches here, and I'd be happy if you want to call me or email me to steer you into which coach is best for you and what you're looking for. And we do, if you go on to our website, drpetallen.com, we have a video of her material, her streamed video of chemistry, compatibility, and communication. It's about 45 minutes long, and it's a class of her teaching her tools. Very educational, late people, if you want to know Dr. Allen's communication tools. We can teach you the material, but you have to do the work, and you have to be aware of the work in order for you to change. And sometimes people want to change, but they fight it. They like what's familiar, and they want to keep what's familiar, but expecting different results. So we help push you to new behavior, new communication, and hopefully you'll get a different result from people you date. And with your ladies, what would you say you teach them to do when you coach them in your privates?
I like to teach them how to assess when they're slipping back into the masculine. And you know, Dr. Allen talks about a timeout. So what I tell my ladies is put yourself in timeout. When you're getting ready to call him and have a bitch moan session, stop yourself. Put the phone in the drawer, close the drawer, go in the kitchen, make a cup of tea. Stop yourself, stop yourself, stop yourself. Don't do it. Don't do it. You know, they want to call him up. They want to say you didn't do this right, you didn't do that right. I try to really rein that in and say, look what you're doing. This is masculine energy. I also try to point out that they want to say, I say, you're mothering him. And then they go, well, mother's feminine. I'm like, mother is masculine. Mother is way masculine. And men don't like mothered by anybody but their mother.
Yes. And even then they don't like that, but it's mom. So that's why they leave.
They'll accept it, but they don't like it. You know? They've passed the point of their Fisher womb. They're over 8 years old. If he's 8 years old or younger, then you probably shouldn't be dating him. So there's that. So if he's over eight, you know, he doesn't want to be a mother. And
Running out of time. We got a couple minutes left. It's been a great show. We thank the caller. And let's see, next week, unfortunately, we will be recording. We're not available live next week. But if anybody out there wants questions answered and you're not available to be on the show live, you can email me a question and we'll answer it on the air. And you can listen to it in the archives a day or two later. Just email me at info@drpetallen.com, info@drpetallen.com. Kelly, do you want to say any closing words for the audience tonight?
Yeah, look for some stuff popping up from us. I think Sue's going to put out another newsletter. We'll have some more information on that. Reach out. We've got classes fill up fast, and we have a lot of fun, and you learn a lot of information, and it's a blast. We look forward to it. Love you all.
Thank you. See you in August. Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
You're listening to On the Air with Dr. Pat Allen, Empowered Communication, right here on LA Talk Radio.